This is the Management 291 podcast, Surviving Organizational Behavior, produced by governanceproject.org. Hi there, Anthony Smith-Meyer here. Just to let you know that this semester, we are changing the format of the series just a little bit. The podcasts will be slightly shorter and sharper, and will focus on a subject that has come to our attention or to our interest in the course of the week preceding the lectures and the subject areas that we're going to be talking about. So if you want to have an orientation around the contents and the makeup of surviving organizational behavior, then please refer back to our semester one podcast series, episodes 1 through 11. Without further ado, let's go and join my co-professor, Michael Schweiger. I had an interesting call today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a journalist.
Really?
Yeah, from a business newspaper that I shall not specify.
Okay.
But she was very curious because she wanted to know, what are boards doing about cyber risk?
That's a pretty big spectrum.
Yeah. And I think we know that many of these risk ranking type exercises that you see at the end of the year or the beginning of the year, they're putting cyber risk right up there. So this is obviously what's caught her attention. I saw actually Oliver Wyman said that companies lose over $1 trillion every year on cyber crime. Yeah, she was asking about what are boardrooms doing about the thing? What's your...
Yeah, I think up until now, boards have really just been realizing that this is a risk. And the last couple of years, from what I've seen at least, boards have been identifying this as a risk and putting it on the board agenda, but I'm not sure that many boards have gone too far beyond that. We probably need to make the distinction between boards of sort of large multinational corporations versus smaller structures. The boards which are part of the large international organizations are likely a little more along the spectrum in terms of dealing with cyber risk, as you said. But for smaller boards, I'm not really seeing a lot of concrete action.
But do companies actually, at this stage, know what cyber risk means to them?
I don't think so. I think many companies know that this is a risk area, an emerging risk area that they need to put on the board agenda. And I think sort of beginning of 2020, that's where we are. Many have taken the step to speak with external consulting firms to see if they can get some help assessing their cyber risk. But I haven't seen many concrete examples of dealing with cyber risk in the same mature way that we deal with other kinds of classical risks, like liquidity risk or credit risk or operational risk.
Mm-hmm. I know that, for example, at the OECD forum last year, they themed it on actually the digital age, and the cyber risks was amongst that. The whole thing about it is I think a lot of companies don't actually know how cyber risk relates to their operations. I think there's been a lot of talk in the past about the Internet of Things, but that's a very nebulous concept. Yeah. And I think what's been discussed recently about people, countries rather, having to take hard decisions about 5G, using Huawei or not, I think that's something that maybe is crystallizing the discussion a little bit.
And that's where cyber risk is really no different than any other kind of risk. If you can't measure it, you can't control it, and you can't manage it. And so the first step for boards has to be really understanding, what is my cyber risk? Is my cyber risk a subset of my operational risk? Is that how I see it? Is it a separate risk? What parts of my business could it impact potentially? Do I have any idea as a board what my cyber risk is? And if I don't, what are the steps I'm going to take to figure that out? And I think, you know, only then, you know, several quarters away, can we start having a discussion about what we might do about it.
Yeah, because what worries me very often is when I talk to board members and so forth, and I ask them how are they dealing with this risk, I get, as you're saying, this is something we need to look at, those kind of answers, as opposed to, oh, we have done A, B, and C. I think companies have to understand that the way things are going right now, with the Internet of Things, with remotely updated software on operating machinery, etc., etc., you're opening up doors, back doors and windows all over the shop. And I think it must be very, very difficult to actually contain those risks, because very often some of these low cost software update type facilities, they are so low cost because they're not safeguarding them.
And I haven't, in any discussions with any directors, I don't think I've met one director yet who's told me that he or she doesn't understand cyber risk. And that's really concerning, because it means that there's not a level of maturity at board level to even admit to the board, to yourself as a director, that there's a risk type out there that you don't fully understand. So it's one thing to have it on the agenda as an emerging risk item, but clearly we need to change the conversation at board level and at least acknowledge where boards are on this.
So what should boards be doing about it?
Boards need to do a rapid assessment of the skills around the table in terms of cyber risk. And I think that rapid assessment probably only takes a few minutes to determine that there isn't any cyber risk competency around the table, or at best, there are one or two people with peripheral knowledge. So let's not spend too much time on the board assessment here. The results of the assessment are likely there's no one with the appropriate skill. So I think we need to move very quickly to two possibilities. The first one is, who are the new board members who need to come onto the board who have the right skills? Second option, maybe, you know, if there isn't a pool of candidates immediately out there, who are the external experts that the board needs to lean on? How does the board find them? And how does the board use them appropriately?
Yeah, because I think the observation that I've had is that very often the element of cyber risk, people, as you say, profess to be aware of it, they say they're working on it, they've got things under control, improving, etc., etc., but they link it basically to the old IT function. And the IT function used to be, you know, introducing computers and setting up the internal communications network, dealing with computer updates, etc., etc. It used to be dealing basically with the infrastructure of the firm for digital use within the firm. Cyber risk is very much something that's coming from outside. And I think it's very easy for board members today to think they've actually got the solutions in the old IT department as it used to be, and they just assume that this is just another subset. So we're talking about risk prevention, risk management of things that ought not happen, and how do we prevent them from happening. That's not necessarily the same subset as a department which traditionally is dealing with today's problems.
And a great example there is culture. Culture plays a key role in having a solid operational risk environment or a solid compliance environment. You know, a key strategy is developing the right kind of culture. So to your point, the board probably isn't going to be able to lean on an IT technician to develop the right kind of cyber risk culture within a company. And the development of that culture likely needs to start at board level. And so I come back to my point that if you don't have those skill sets around the board table, then you need to obtain them.
Yeah, I think it's, these skill sets, I mean, we have mindset and we have skill set. As you said, the mindset is the culture, it's the attitude that you have towards things. And of course, on the board, you're scanning the horizons, you're watching for trending risks, you're trying to figure out what other things we really strategically need to focus on. Skill sets, that's more within the subject matter experts that you bring on board, but you can't choose the right subject matter experts if you don't have the right mindset on the board level.
And I was just reading the European Central Bank's report on its 2019 review findings, and, you know, disappointingly, the ECB has identified that at least for significant European banks, there continues to be weak effectiveness at board level. And that's really curious, because this is an environment which is highly regulated and has gone through a number of changes in the past few years, including a number of requirements to improve the composition and quality of board members and also the topics that are discussed at board level, including cyber risk. Mm-hmm. And so if the results of this year's findings are that management body or board members' effectiveness is actually weakening, it means that although we may have some of the right ingredients, something is not really connecting in terms of the way the board is coming together to deal with these issues.
It's very worrying, because what you're indicating is that the observation is that people, once they feel they've put in place their annual board appraisal, they've put in place certain diversification assessments and hired one or two new directors, they feel it's job done. They're not actually living the change in a sort of systematic behavioral sense. They're just ticking the boxes and then they're going back to their old habits again, which is very worrying. And I think that's something that really needs to be emphasized in whenever we talk to board members and their role, talk about their role. It's a silly thing, because you need to have at board level a sufficient competence in order to be able to assess cyber risk, because there's also, for every risk, there's an opportunity, right? So if you don't have the right kind of people sitting there who are able to evaluate how cyber issues can impact your organization from a risk perspective, you're certainly not going to have the right kind of people sitting there who are saying, here is actually a window that's opening on opportunity for us, not just on risk. And you've got to be able to have enough competence at board level to be able to adequately prepare a risk policy or a cyber policy document that lists out what your risk parameters are, what your risk appetite is, and you know how far you want to go.
And it's strange the way we treat cyber risk, because if there was any other type of issue facing most boards that related to strategic business model, knowledge about our competitors, knowledge about where the market is going, strengths, opportunities, weaknesses, and threats, the board in most cases wouldn't hesitate to bring in the right level of expertise. But I think because cyber risk somehow was born in the IT department, which is has traditionally been a sort of a service area of most companies, it's not being accorded the same level of resources, and that needs to change.
Yeah, it needs to change. It's not changing fast enough, and I guess that's the situation that we're in right now. From a board perspective, boards really have to start changing out their composition, if that's what's necessary, to bring on board the right kind of competencies and the digital knowledge and know-how. They need to bring on board subject matter experts, position them in the executive. Usually the executive, the chief executive and company will find these people and appoint them. But then they have to make sure that they have a certain level of independence, that they are not sidelined in preference of, for example, producing a low-cost but less secure 5G solution to a product area. People have to really understand that just like we can't have a business running on the principle of defrauding our customers, nor can we have a business which is ignorant of the security issues that are involved in the operations and not locking the door as a result. So, we can only hope that people get on board as quickly as possible.
No, and I think we will see that change. That change has to come, and it'll probably be a mix of changing board members and, or if not changing them, increasing the number of directors around the board table, upgrading skills. Watch this space.
Watch this space indeed. Thanks, Mike.
That was the Management 291 podcast with Michael Schweiger and Anthony Smith-Meyer. Music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Thank you for listening.